Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Standing fast for our freedom in Christ. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to obey the law of Moses." Acts 15:5. Prejudice is a dirty word, but prejudice is not limited to race. The first church council was called because of the prejudice of one group of Christians. The newly converted Pharisees wanted the Gentiles to participate in ceremonies that foreshadowed the sacrifice of Christ. But Paul would have none of it. Once Jesus shed his blood, God required no more blood to be shed. And if God no longer required it, how could the Pharisees? Paul's thought is echoed by Charles Hodge. Walk with Charles Hodge, a theologian who taught some 3,000 ministers throughout the 1800s. It is a great error in morals and a great practical evil to make that sinful which is in fact innocent. Christian love never requires this or any other sacrifice of truth. Paul would not consent, even for the sake of avoiding offense, that eating food offered to idols should be made a sin. He strenuously maintained the reverse. He represents those who thought differently as weak in faith, as being under an error from which more knowledge and piety would free them. We should stand fast in the freedom for which Christ has set us free and not allow our consciences to be burdened by a yoke of slavery to human opinions. There is a strong tendency to treat matters of conscience things which God has never enjoined. It is often necessary to assert our Christian liberty at the expense of incurring censure in order to preserve right principles. Our Savior consented to be regarded as a Sabbath breaker, a drunkard, and a friend of tax collectors and sinners, but wisdom was proved right by his actions. Today's New Testament reading is Acts chapter 15, verses 1 through 21.
Acts 15. Certain people came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the believers, "Unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved." This brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them. So Paul and Barnabas were appointed, along with some other believers, to go up to Jerusalem to see the apostles and elders about this question. The church sent them on their way, and as they traveled through Phoenicia and Samaria, they told how the Gentiles had been converted. This news made all the believers very glad. When they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and elders, to whom they reported everything God had done through them. Then some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to keep the law of Moses." The apostles and elders met to consider this question. After much discussion, Peter got up and addressed them. "Brothers, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you that the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe. God, who knows the heart, showed that He accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them, just as He did to us. He did not discriminate between us and them, for He purified their hearts by faith. Now then, why do you try to test God by putting on the necks of the Gentiles a yoke that neither we nor our ancestors have been able to bear? No. We believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved just as they are." The whole assembly became silent as they listened to Barnabas and Paul telling about the signs and wonders God had done among the Gentiles through them. When they finished, James spoke up. "Brothers," he said, "listen to me. Simon has described to us how God first intervened to choose a people for His name from the Gentiles. The words of the prophets are in agreement with this, as it is written, 'After this I will return and rebuild David's fallen tent. Its ruins I will rebuild, and I will restore it, that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who bear my name, says the Lord, who does these things, things known from long ago. It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write to them, telling them to abstain from food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For the law of Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest times and is read in the synagogues on every Sabbath.
In a way, we are in a better position to settle such issues than those in Paul's time. We may not have an infallible counsel, but we have his infallible counsel, the completed Bible. Praise God that in his word we have a trustworthy standard to distinguish duty from freedom. Judgment by the standard of the Bible is required, 2 Timothy 3:16. But judgment by an arbitrary standard is forbidden, Matthew 7:1. Have you held some personal traditions and opinions so dear that you have judged others by them?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.